It's a two-word phrase that is music to the ears of school kids across Maine: snow day. The run to catch the bus turns instead to plans of sledding, making snowmen, or just relaxing. But the snow day could be going out of fashion thanks to emerging technology and self-directed education. Robbie Feinberg explains.
On a recent icy weekday morning, a slippery slush has blanketed Maine's roads. Freezing rain and hail are still on the way. A few brave cars make it out. But for students from York up to Newport, the verdict is the same: no school. And yet here, inside a garage in North Yarmouth, three students from Portland's Baxter Academy for Technology and Science are hard at work on a different kind of school project. Sophomores Taylor Wells, Jack Brown, and Charlie Wilson are prodding at a rusted World War II-era ambulance. The vehicle is owned by Wilson's grandfather. Their goal is to restore it and get it running by the end of the school year. But between the rusted hubcaps and frayed cables, there's a lot of work left to do.
This looks toast. The wires are toast.
Every Baxter student has an independent project like this. They work on them on Fridays. Some students are designing yearbooks. Some are creating websites. One is even developing plans for a prosthetic hand.
So it wasn't such a big jump to making their learning out of school on a snow day meet standards around math and science and humanities and engineering.
Baxter head of school Michelle LaForge says these projects presented the school with an opportunity, that even if the school building was closed, the students could keep learning through these projects, then report on that learning throughout the day with technology.
If you happen to be out on a snow day, you can keep working on, you know, the long-term projections for your business. You could keep working on all the things that you know are coming up.
There are three questions. One is like...
Inside the garage, sophomore Jack Brown explains how this works. He pulls out his phone. It displays a worksheet that he'll send to his faculty advisor. The questions are simple. What's your goal for the day? How is it connected to school? And did you achieve it? The idea is to quantify the learning and report back.
And then you have the end of the day reflection where you write one or two paragraphs describing what you accomplished. And that takes about 5 minutes to do.
The approach isn't unique to Baxter. The Snow Pond Arts Academy in Sydney also has its kids work online on snow days. And districts from New York City to Indiana have eliminated the snow day as well. And since almost every middle and high schooler in Maine is issued a laptop or iPad, might other school districts in Maine consider expanding this kind of learning?
There may be a way to do that, but somebody would have to convince me of that at this point.
Tony Maker is the principal of the Elm Street School, a combined elementary and middle school in East Machias. He says he understands how the self-direction strategy could work in a high school where students are more independent. But it's hard for him to imagine it working at the elementary level.
You know, to try to get parents on board with the idea, you know, these are the classes, these are the courses, and it's going to be self-directed by your first grader, and this is going to count as a day of school.
But schools are finding new ways to account for snow days. In fact, Maker testified in support of a 2015 law to give schools more flexibility, so they don't have to simply add a day at the end of the school year for each snow day during the year. Under the change, a district can now instead add an hour of instruction at the end of the school day for a week straight.
Doing it in small increments earlier in the year and get that same educational time, I think, is more valuable.
While the two approaches to snow days may be different, they embrace similar goals. By not forcing students to stay in school until late June, the hope is that they will stay engaged and won't tune out by the end of the school year. Back in the garage, Baxter sophomore Taylor Wells says he's glad he's here making progress instead of sitting around at home.
It's a really fun project to get up, come over here and, you know, start working on this, revive this old monster here.
Baxter head of school Michelle LaForge says she could see expanding these at-home days to 5 or 6 per year. But for now, she says, she's glad to see her students interested in learning in and out of the classroom. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.